Well, hello, Audioboo. It's Ian McKendrick again. We're down in Norwich today. I've been giving a presentation down at the business club up in Norwich at the, what's the name of this?
Holiday Inn.
The Holiday Inn North Hotel, just outside the airport in Norwich. And I'm with Richard Kerrison. And Richard, how did you find tonight?
I think tonight, well, I don't think, I know tonight was a very, very successful evening. I mean, not only did we exceed our original booking by 15 guests and members, but the members, by afterwards being asked if they would like to have more information about a super blog and a full day's training, we've had most members hand over business cards. So I think that's a sign that we've had a fantastic evening.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I was a bit worried because there were some new slides that I put in there tonight. I know I squiggled it down 6 weeks ago. I needed to do something that was slightly different to last time. So how do you think that went down? Because you saw the previous presentation, didn't you? Well, what did you pick up that was new tonight?
I did see the previous presentation, and that was excellent. What I found with tonight's presentation is that what we did, or what Ian did, was actually take us down memory lane to kind of go through what things were fascinating us as
What
influenced us as kids, and how that influenced us, and how things have moved on, and what influences our kids.
Yeah.
So it's by and what kind of media was around when we were kids, and what's now around with our kids,
and
us as being experienced business people have actually got to adapt to the new situations that are in front of us.
To the new ways people are communicating.
Absolutely. Yeah. And me at 48, I was in my late 20s before I got to use a laptop. And I've only been 18 months with a smartphone. You know, I've got a lot of ground to make up.
So, I mean, you just come onto Twitter. You were saying earlier on that you've got to sign up to a Twitter account now. How's things going on that?
It's interesting. Interesting and scary at the same time.
Yeah.
Because Business Club has had a Twitter, and if you like, going on for that 6 months. But I've felt that it doesn't have the flavour of what I'm about because it's being done generically.
Yeah.
And I've been listening that what I need to do is I need to put the flavour of myself into it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to have to be brave, bite the bullet and start Twittering.
And how does it feel?
It feels great when I've done one.
Yeah.
But I'm constantly thinking, well, where do I get material from it? But I'm being told, and you've reinforced it tonight, Ian, be yourself, be natural.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm looking forward. And in fact, it's great when I see someone else is following me. And they send me something saying, wow, you've grasped technology. And I'm thinking, this is great.
Oh, that's brilliant. So maybe you could tell us a bit about the Norwich Business Club, because you've got a really established club here, haven't you, now?
Yeah, we've been running here in Norwich now for near on 12 months, and we've got members. We've actually now gone through the renewal period, and 90% of the members have, you know, decided to stay with us, and if you like, go into year two, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
We've got a strong core of founders who helped to shape the club. And we're bringing in lots of guests, and we've got a conversion rate of 1 in 3.
Yeah.
So
I have to say, it was a lovely atmosphere in that room tonight. It was really, really electric.
Well, I think what happens, and where I can see the logic now with the Twittering, is that people come along and see this long-haired guy like me, kind of doing a theatrical intros and stuff at the front of the room, and by bringing in business learnings and showing people how to network in a room, adding that to online, people see that is the way forward. And I believe that what we have to do here with the business club, and we're clearly doing it, is give people what they want. And the ethos and philosophy of how the business club is all about, because it's been running, I mean, it's 12 months old here in Norwich, but it's actually nearly 17 years old from a UK point of view.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up there, because we've only got 15 seconds of recording time left. So where can we find you on the internet?
the-business-club.org.
Brilliant. All right, Richard, thank you very much.